up, open, sleepy eyes, stretch out, make up the bed, now dress up, walk out the front door, turn on the radio talk show.
This is Midge speaking, and I listen to Lou Manfredini every Saturday morning.
Hi, everybody. I'm already starting out with a bad start here. I'm sorry about that. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. Our show this hour is brought to you by Espoma Organic Lawn Fertilizers, by NSS Exteriors, and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Last night when I was watching the Cubs game, sitting on the couch. Good morning, Lindsay. Good morning again, Joe and Don. Good morning. I was. This is a strange thing, and maybe I don't know why this came to my mind, but you know what is a really amazing thing is modern plumbing.
I was just thinking that.
No, I was watching. So this is. I am like laughing to myself. I'm sitting on the couch. Flo is next to me. And I'm like scrubbing her tummy and watching the Cubs lose. And I'm thinking to myself, and Max had some friends over, and we have a powder room on the first floor. And this young man like, oh, Mr. Manfredini, where's your bathroom? You know, he had never been there. Oh, it's right through the door there. Young man goes in there and he's, and like in my mind, I'm going, oh, he's never been here. He doesn't know the bathroom's there. And so then I started thinking about modern plumbing. And I'm thinking to myself, we really take modern plumbing for granted. And how amazing it is.
This kid probably really regretted asking
No, I
didn't. He had a two-hour diatribe.
Hey, Johnny, come here. Let's talk a little bit about, you know who invented the toilet?
You have any idea how lucky you are?
Yeah.
Kid? Thanks, Mr. Manfredini, but I got to go back home.
I just needed to go number one, sir. Can I go back outside and play basketball? No. Let me tell you about it. It's amazing. Look, the smell doesn't come up. And so this is what I'm thinking about on the couch. I'm thinking about my, like, you take it for granted. Now, think about this, right? Think about your bathroom today. When you're getting up now, you're listening to House Smarts Radio. More than likely, I mean, I don't think I've ever thought about this, but the vast majority of people that are waking up now, they've either just gone to the bathroom or they're going to go to the bathroom right now.
It's so personal, but so true.
Well, right? I mean, think about that. I mean, you know, we hear people say all the time, goes, oh, I listen to you in bed, right? Like that's so they turn the radio on right now. And, you know, one of the things that in all the years that I've been on the radio here, when those crazy people were running this place, what was the name of the program director that we had?
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. And the one and only meeting I had for him right before he got let go or he left or whatever he did, he was like, you know what you always got to remember is that you're talking to one person, which, you know, you get wrapped up in the fact that, you know, thousands of people listen to us. But you're really, when I'm talking right now to somebody listening on the radio, I'm talking to one person. Mm-hmm. And there's a good chance they're in the bathroom.
Oh.
Okay. Stay with me on this.
Yep.
Modern plumbing is amazing. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about your bathroom, Joe, you live with your fiance, right? And what?
Just where is this going?
You live with your fiance.
Lindsay, we are very lucky about modern plumbing.
Modern plumbing is something to marvel at.
Trust the process.
You can you walk into a bathroom right now and it doesn't smell.
Correct.
Right?
Ideally.
Right.
I do.
That's always the goal.
Good point, Don. Yeah, right. And for times that when that happens, you need poo-pourri. Okay, anyway. But I mean, you think about where all that stuff goes and how we can stop it from smelling into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And then plus you have the water that comes to us. It is such a modern marvel of technology. And we're so lucky to live in this country where you can turn on a tap and get water. And you think about the whole conversation about how there are people that walk, you know, hours to get fresh water every day. And we just turn on the tap.
Lou, I have a relevant question quickly.
Yeah.
You know how sinks are always taller than the toilet?
Right.
Why doesn't that water from the sink just flow into the toilet tank and then we use that for the toilet? Like you just said, how much clean water we waste a lot.
There are systems that do that.
Okay.
From the waste and the gray water. The thing is that people like to see in the toilet the clean water.
Right.
If you use the soapy water when you just washed your face, it'd be kind of cloudy.
Got it.
Okay, so listen to this. The first modern flushable toilet was described in 1596 by Sir John Harrington. Everybody always thinks it was this guy Thomas Crapper, but it's not. Sir John, stay with me. An English courier and the godson of Queen Elizabeth I. Harrington's device called for a 2-foot-deep oval bowl, waterproof with the pitch, resin, and wax, and fed by water from an upstairs cistern. Flushing Harrington's pot took 7.5 gallons of water.
Wow.
A veritable torrent in the era before indoor plumbing. Harrington noted that when the water was scarce, up to 20 people could use his commode between flushes.
Ugh. Yikes.
Right? But the point is, the toilet's been around since almost the 1500s. And it's just an amazing... The next time you go to the bathroom, which for many of you would be right now, just kind of go and go, huh, this is amazing. Like, it's like the everyday thing you don't think about.
Totally.
Right?
High five.
See where
your
I'm
toilet.
Going with this?
Yeah.
High five my toilet, right? Yeah.
High five
my toilet. And don't forget to wash your hands. What is wrong with people? I travel a lot, and I go to the public restroom in the airport, and I see these men going in and these men going out, and I want to stand there and go back inside there and wash your hands. What is the matter with these people?
Oh, man, that is the worst.
Right?
Shared space? You're a deviant, man. Get out of here.
Come on. Hey, nice to meet you. No way.
Right. No, it is not.
No, it is not. I am not going to be... Forget it. No way. Wash your hands. Just never know what you're going to hear on this radio show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Marty in Wheaton. Marty, are you amazed by modern plumbing?
Every day.
Every day, right? It's amazing. I'm telling you. You know, the plumbers talk about, the plumbers union talks about they're protecting the health and safety of the world. They're absolutely right. How can I help you, Marty?
I have a decorative brick arch that I put up in my backyard. It's the archway to nowhere, but it's made out of used common brick and some other stuff that I threw in. I wanted it to look, you know, shabby chic. And then I coated it with an enhancer that was supposed to enhance the color. I just wanted it to look richer, but it didn't work. All it did was made it shiny. And so I'm trying to take it off. And I first tried a weak, spraying on a weak solution of muriatic acid.
Yeah.
And then I tried power washing, and the stuff just isn't coming off. There's still like a film on there that is shiny, and I can't get off.
What do we know what it was? What was the product?
It's a product from Bayer. And it's like a stone enhancer.
Okay.
Or mortar masonry enhancer.
And do you remember if it was a waterborne product or a oil-borne product?
I'm going to guess water just because of the, you know, it didn't smell.
Okay.
But I still have the packaging, so I could look.
Okay. All right, here's what I want you to try. Full strength, there is a cleaner. Hold on. Well, imagine that I had a horn called Challenger. Okay. And Challenger is this really good cleaner, and you're going to spray it on that brick full strength. Spray it on. When I'm looking at this archway to nowhere, how wide is it? Is it 2 feet wide by two?
The whole thing at the base is maybe 10 feet across, and then maybe a 3-foot opening through it. The archway is maybe a 3-foot opening through it.
Okay. So I want you to, you're probably going to have to do a little scrubbing on this, and you can buy a scrubbing wheel to go on the end of a,
I got one.
You got one. Okay. Spray the Challenger on. Let's do this. Test it in one spot. Spray it on. Let it sit there for 5 minutes. Go back at it with the scrub brush and then rinse it. And if it comes off, we're golden. And then use that to clean it all up. And then as far as bringing that color out, the enhancer, that's a tough. You're trying to make the brick a little more deep in color, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Just like when you put a granite enhancer on your countertop.
Right. I don't. I'm trying to think of a product. I know of one. Can you keep listening for about 10 minutes and let me look it up, and then I'll give it out over the air?
Absolutely. All right.
That
brush that I'm going to use, is that a wire brush that I put on like a
nylon? No. You'll scratch the brick. Nylon. It's a nylon brush.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Keep listening, Marty.
One more quickie, Lou. When is the bus going to Isnala?
Oh, we got to work that out. Mike and I, we have to make that happen this summer. No, we could do.
You
hey,
have to.
Here's what we're going to do, Lindsay. This is it. My inaugural podcast that I'm supposed to be doing. My wife wants me to do my podcast, You and Lou. I'm going to interview Mike Steven at Isnala. I mean, it's right. We'll figure it out.
Make sure I get an invite.
You got it, Marty. Keep listening. I appreciate it. All right, Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
Question about your home for Lou?
Why?
Good thing you're tuned in to House Smarts Radio. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini.
Where she will stay, my little runaway. Run away.
Welcome back, 312-981-7200. Back to your phone lines. Tony in Orland Park. Tony, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. I have a question about carbon monoxide detectors, the little plugins that go into the sockets. Are they worth the price? I mean, are they any good?
That's what you currently have now, right?
No, I don't. I have one that's a combination up in the ceiling on the first floor of my house, combination of fire detector and carbon monoxide detector. But I just had my furnace cleaned, and the gentleman was looking in there with a little scope, you know, and he showed me the three heat exchangers, one of which has some rust around the bottom. There's not a crack, but he said, you know, it's probably got another year and a half before I should consider, maybe getting it fixed or putting in a new furnace.
How old is your furnace?
A furnace is about 15 years.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm going to back up. A little bit of rust on the heat exchanger in each one of those burner chambers that he was showing you. The rust doesn't necessarily mean you have a leak, but it can lead to that from moisture that gathers in there. And so that is a possibility. As long as you keep getting it inspected and looked at, that's key. Here's the thing with CO detectors. If you're talking about plug-in, you know, you're not talking about a hardwired system, are you?
No, just with battery operated.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what has sort of been the game changer with most of these detectors is they all have a lithium ion battery, and they're 10-year devices. Mm-hmm. So you can go to a hardware store now and buy these 10-year detectors that are both carbon monoxide and smoke detector combos. $45, maybe $50. And you put them up, you're done. You engage them, you buy two or three of them. They even have some that link together if you wanted to using your Wi-Fi signal, but it's really not that big of a deal. To me, you're going to hear a detector on the first floor, or the second floor, or the third floor if it goes off. And so if it were me and you're looking to update all this stuff and make sure you're protected, go buy. Do you have a two-story home?
Yes.
Okay. Go buy three brand new ones. Put one in the basement, put one on the first floor, one at the top of the stairs in your home. There's a sticker on them, but if you on the side take a little magic marker and write the date 10 years from now, replace it.
Okay. Now you're talking the plug-ins or the hardwire?
No, these are battery operated.
Battery operated. Okay.
10-year cool. 10-year battery, 10-year detector. No plug-in. You can place them anywhere you want. You can put them on a wall. You can put them on a ceiling, whatever, with some double-sided tape if you wanted to, because 10 years from now, you're going to hopefully repaint by then.
Correct. Yeah. the other question is, now, do they have to be a certain height off of the floor?
So for the combination, smoke, you want those higher because smoke rises. And so what I would do, what if it were me, I would take them and mount them on the wall. Okay, so in the basement, I don't want it in the furnace. Is the basement finished or unfinished?
Unfinished.
Okay, so at the base of the basement stairs,
okay,
stick it on the wall about 2 inches down from the ceiling.
Okay.
On the first floor, don't put it in the kitchen, but near the kitchen, on the wall, you know, on the wall, 2-3 inches from the ceiling. Or you can put it on the ceiling if you want, because the smoke rises. Carbon monoxide is the same, chemical weight. It's the same weight as air. So a carbon monoxide detector, low or high, will still detect it. So putting it up high with the combination, you still get the benefit of the smoke detection and the carbon monoxide detection. Same thing on the second floor, right outside your bedrooms at the top of the stairs.
Gotcha. That's perfect. Real quick with that heat exchanger, if one of them does develop a crack, does that mean I need a new furnace?
It's not. With a 15-year-old furnace, you could replace the heat exchanger, but it wouldn't be worth the investment.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I would just keep an eye on that. If they see evidence of the whole idea is that that burner chamber, if it cracks, then the flame, the combustion from the flame, can leak from the burners into the air that's being delivered into your home. And that's where the carbon monoxide is.
Gotcha. Lou, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Tony, have a good day. I appreciate you calling this morning. By the way, that product, the gentleman that called with the brick trellis, and we were looking for it, Lindsay was able to find it. It's called Stone Pro Color Enhancer. And this is a product that will bring that color out. It will still give you a little sheen, but try this. Their website is stoneproonline.com. So that's Stone Pro, P-R-O, and then O-N-L-I-N-E.com. Stone Pro. ProOnline.com. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. Betty is in Florida. Hi, Betty.
My husband and I are longtime listeners. We lived in Chicago for years, and now we're in Florida.
Where are you in Florida?
We're in Lake Worth, Florida.
What's that near?
Palm Beach.
Oh, very nice.
You said you never know what you're going to hear on your show in the morning. Your opening comments about modern plumbing brought back memories to me of when I was a little girl and we would go visit my grandpa. A lot of your listeners are probably too young to remember any of this, but he had an outhouse with Alden's catalogs and Spiegel catalogs out there. And Mama used to tell me you have to rub them between your hands to make it soft enough to wipe your gut. And don't get the hard pages, she said.
You know,
anyway.
No, wait. Not only did you get people, when you said people aren't old enough to remember an outhouse, when you said the Spiegel catalog, I bet people didn't even, so a lot of people listening don't even know what that is.
No. Anyway, my main question is, we have a toilet that we've been in this house about a year and a half. And every once in a while, I think it's air in the line, but I don't know. But every once in a while, you flush the toilet, and you get this, like, singing thing, whistling. And is that a dangerous thing? Are we going to have major problems?
It's a whistling. Like, do you know what tune it's whistling?
Pardon me?
Do you know what tune it's whistling?
No. Unfortunately, it's not country, so I wouldn't recognize it.
I'll tell you how you can try and solve this problem. It's probably just the fill valve that has a little calcium buildup inside of it. On the toilet valve that comes out of the wall, you know, that turns the water on and off?
Yes.
Turn that to the right a quarter of a turn to slow the water down a little bit, and I bet you'll eliminate the problem.
Okay, Lou, we'll do that. And thank you for taking my call. I just I had to let you know that because I thought so many listeners are probably too young to remember. Might not even remember.
Rub the pages together to make them soft. That is a good one. That's how Charmin was invented. A lot of people don't know.
Oh, well, I didn't know that, no. But my mama used to tell me, make sure you don't get the hard pages.
That's right. All right.
Make sure you make them, rub them between your hands and make them soft. That's or they'll right. hurt you.
Thank you, Betty.
Going to an outhouse is a in a way a fond memory because I'm going to see Grandpa, but not exactly a pleasant one. And they didn't have poopery back then.
That's right, Betty. Thank you so much. Never call here again.
Looking for some help this morning on your home improvement project?
How handy of a guy are you, Tom?
Tom, are you
still there?
You've got a question, he's got a solution.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. Your how-to.
Your go-to handyman. It's Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Help me down, but I got up. Get ready, because I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, the fire. Dancing through the fire, because I am the champion. And you're going to hear me roar.
This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Just had my breakfast. Sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I had a chance yesterday, a couple days ago. I'm going to do a little project when I get home this afternoon. My wife and our oldest son, Quinn, are going on a little mother-son trip to New York with a bunch of buddies. They're going to go see the musical The Prom. If you get to New York, please go see the musical The Prom. It is really, really good. And I think I mentioned to you that I know some people that invested in the play. Here's something kind of interesting that I think you like stories about business, don't you?
Are you talking to me?
Anybody.
Only thing I like more is stories about toilets.
Okay, well, we can talk about those things.
I like both.
You can go to playbill.com. Okay, which is when you go to a Broadway show and you can plug in the show and it'll give you all the financials of how the show is doing. Like any Broadway show. How many tickets they've sold, how many people on average, the house, like how big the house is, 80% or 100%, whatever. The ticket, gross ticket sales since the show started. It's very interesting that would be a publicized thing, because I mean, it's not like a public, I don't think they're public companies, these production companies. Anyway, they're going to see The Prom. I am going to be working on our back porch where, after we do some of the trim, after 17 years, there's some rotted trim and I need to take it all apart so I can put the screens in. So I went to my favorite lumber yard, Harry's Lumber on the Northwest Side, to pick up some of the trim and stuff that I need. And I hadn't been to the lumberyard in a while, and I'm so comfortable there. Like, just walking around. You know, I spent so many years going back and forth to lumberyards all the time, and like, as I'm driving through and see the bunks of CDX plywood and the bunks of 2x4 and stuff, it's like my happy place. I don't know how else to describe it.
Nice.
I'm walking around this lumberyard, and I just, this whole little, like,
feel accepted.
You know how, like, if you go to a spa and they go and they like, oh, here's some cucumber water or whatever it might be that they give you. What would they give you at a spa? I don't know.
A massage.
Okay. Yes. I don't like that. Don, are you a massage guy?
Not exactly, no.
Joe?
I am. I enjoy the cucumber water. I enjoy the massage. I really do enjoy it all.
The slippers, nice. The bathrobe. Yeah. I want it.
Sign
all.
Me up every day if I could.
Cool.
I love the cucumber water. That's great. I don't want anybody touching me. I don't.
I get it.
Or your ribs.
Now the ribs, it's a problem. They could hurt themselves and sue me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got to be careful. You know, I'm a public figure.
True.
Anyway, if I'm not careful, I'm going to be like Adam Schiff with my pencil neck or whatever. What does the president call him? Anyway, what was I talking about?
I don't know.
My happy place is being walking around a lumberyard. I was just so happy, and they're so nice at Harry's. But just walking around and seeing all that stuff. And, you know, it's in a lumberyard, it's, you know, there's little 2x4s on the ground, and it just made me feel like it brought me back to being a young man. I'm a simple man.
You really are.
Or complicated.
That's great.
It depends on how you look at it.
It's a lot less expensive than that darn cucumber water.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm just walking around a lumberyard, and it's cheaper than a girlfriend. I'm not, what's it, where is he? He's walking around a lumberyard.
And no trees are trying to touch you either.
None. Good. Exactly. Nobody's touching me. Everything's there already cut and dead.
Beautiful.
Right. There you go. That's my tip for the day. Here's Paul in LaPorte. Paul, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I've got a problem from that cold snap we had back in early February. And my heater went out one night, and thank God I got somebody. It was an emergency call, you know, in the evening. And the bottom line is the guy left me with a lot of chimney soot all over the place because his shop vac broke, taking off all the old crud, even though I had routinely had it cleaned. Apparently not as good.
Okay.
Anyway. So I got black soot, and I talked to them, and they came, and they actually cleaned a white wall that I had just had painted, and was an amazing amount of soot. But I've got it in two bays of my garage, and it's like on coating everything, even the ceiling air ducts and stuff. It's a raised ranch, you know.
Wait a minute. Soot came. Are we sure that this is not happening while the system is running, or what? Why do we have so much soot?
Because he cleaned it. The guy did a thorough cleaning and went in there and got the
Of your ductwork?
No, of the actual burner. So there were four rows of a pilot assembly.
Okay.
And that had gas heat,
right.
And it was filthy. You know, the whole thing was just absolutely.
And
filthy.
So this soot came from when he was using a shop vac. It was just dumping the soot into the air. Is your furnace in a mechanical room off the garage?
It's in the garage.
What's in the garage?
By the entrance to the basement, and it's a three bay garage. But I only use two of them, and one for storage.
Right.
And it basically is. He was, you know, everything was going smashingly well, considering the emergency situation.
Right.
But his shop had broke down, and all of a sudden the filter died, and
The soot on the wall? Is it on the floor? Is it on the ceiling? Or is it everywhere?
Everywhere, coating ladders. You know, on the one section of the garage, I keep my ladders. You know, aluminum ladders, the whole nine yards. You know, now I did get them to come back and do the wall. Okay,
right.
And they did the wall with a very fine, soft brush that I had and happened to have, floor brush, and they used some kind of a mild soap solution, and then wiped it down manually with. With
rags or sponges
with these fiber cloth, you know, the fake cloth stuff.
Yeah. And how did that do?
That did great on the wall.
Okay.
But now I have so much that I didn't realize. Of course, I got my car out, got that to the car wash. But, you know, it's just been one of those things where you got to change your shoes every time you want to enter the house.
All right.
You know?
Well, I mean, I think that at this point, what you probably have to do is with the with the ladder and that kind of stuff, we got to probably empty the garage out and bring all that stuff outside. And I would spray that down with a solution. You know, with the soot typically, you know, it's got a little bit of oil residue to it, so we want something to cut the grease. And if you took something as simple as Dawn dishwashing soap and put it in a pump sprayer and sprayed everything down first and let that solution of warm water and dish soap kind of sit there, then you could take a pressure washer or a hose or even a brush and kind of brush it all off. And then that same solution, if you wanted to, you could use on the garage floor to kind of scrub that out and then rinse it. That way you get as much of that out of there as you possibly can. I want to make sure that system that you have there is working. That amount of soot doesn't seem right to me. And let's make sure that there's a working carbon monoxide detector that's in the living space of the home. And just for curiosity's sake, I'd temporarily put one in the garage just to see. That seems like a lot of soot, based on your description, to get out of a gas-fired furnace. And I would be worried a little bit about the safety of the whole system, just to make sure that there's not a crack in one of the burners or in one of the heat exchangers that's dumping all that soot into that space. Paul, thanks so much for the phone call. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGM. We'll be right back.
Most people love the weekends. A little R&R, time with the family, maybe some celebrating. Unless you have a to-do list around the house a mile long.
When do I need to?
I don't know what to do.
Hey, you only know what you know. And what you don't know, maybe Lou does.
I'm not that smart, but I'm no dummy.
Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm only one call away.
312-981-7200. Coming up on House Smarts TV this morning at 10 a.m., tips on how to hide hardwood floor scratches, some DIY picture wall designs, and a product we featured on the radio show called Turbo Pot.
Come along with me and don't be scared.
Ken is in Frankfurt. Ken, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Here's my question. I'm receiving estimates to have a new roof put on. I have a three-shingled asphalt tab roof that's up there now.
Okay.
As an option, the roofing contractor is suggesting that I have a skylight removed or replaced. And if I choose not to replace the skylight, I'm being told that within a parameter around the existing skylight up to 2 feet, the roof would not be warranted for any leaks. My question, is it customary to replace a skylight if you're doing the kind of job I'm entertaining here?
What's the age of the skylight?
It's about 15 years old.
And what is the condition of the skylight?
The condition of the skylight is good right now. I have no problems with it, and he acknowledged it as well, that it's good. He's just telling me that we're, quote-unquote, we're going to be doing some heavy lifting up there on your roof, and things get bumped and are jarred and stuff. And
right, but the roofing is going to be also replaced around the skylight, correct?
That is true.
Right, and do they, I mean, here's the thing. If the actual frame of the skylight, is it a flat skylight, a bubble skylight? What is it?
It's a flat one.
Okay. If the frame of the skylight is, in good condition, right? It's basically a window pane. The flashing kit that goes around there, I mean, if I was the roofing contractor, I'd say, well, we have to replace the flashing kit.
Which he did.
In his estimate?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then if the flashing kit is being replaced, the frame of the window has no bearing on whether it leaks or not.
Okay.
So if the roofer's telling you that, get a different roofer and say, look, we're going to replace the flashing kit. When I put a brand new, if there was an old flashing kit and you're like, oh, just don't touch it and go around it, then absolutely I would say, hey, mister, we're not warrantying that to leak. But if I'm putting a new flashing kit around an existing skylight and that kit is available for the most part for all these windows, then it should be warrantied, and you need a different roofer.
All right. Okay, thank you. I was just curious as to whether or not that was customary to do that, because he tried to use an analogy of saying it's no different than the windows, in the house. After a while, they end up having to be replaced as well.
Well, right, but if the glass is fine and the frame is fine,
mm-hmm.
and there's no leaking currently, if you put a new flashing kit around it, it's not a big deal. You know, we've got two sponsors as part of the show. I don't know if you've contacted either one of them, but Lindholm Roofing and Rogers Roofing are both very good full-service roofing contractors. And if you're doing a full roof and you want to do all this, they'd be a really good source to contact to get alternative estimates for that work as well. Ken, thanks so much for the phone call. We'll be right back. Coming up after the WGN Radio News, we're going to talk to a young guy, young broadcaster, just starting out in the business, Steve Bertrand. Lindsay, you have been to Ireland, right?
Yes, I have.
Do you know how to spell it? Really?
What's your point?
Well, it's not spelled right here. Just wondering.
Oh.
And you loved Ireland, right? Did you date an Irish boy? Or no, a Scottish boy?
Scottish, but now I am Irish.
Oh, you married an Irish boy. That's what it is. Well, Steve has got a trip coming up to Ireland, and we're going to give some information about that. I can't say enough about these Bertrand travel trips and how fun they are. John Williams has done some. I did one with my wife to Spain, which was really a lot of fun. Steve does such a nice job, and Steve does this as well. I'm not sure. I think Steve is hosting this one. Anyway, Steve's going to join us after the news this morning, and we'll talk about it. Want to go to Ireland? You think they play this music when you get on the plane? Is that your dance you're doing? I don't think anybody wants to see that dance. You kind of look like those. Remember those little people that they used to bring at weddings? Are you old enough to remember that? Maybe Steve probably remembers that. Hey, Steve Bertrand's joining us on the phone line. Do you remember? Hi, Steve.
Hi, Lou.
Do you remember there used to be a thing where at weddings? There were these people would come in costumes, and they would be
right.
Were they called the little people?
Well, they were called a lot of things by the people at the wedding.
And I remember going to weddings probably when I was in my 20s or 30s, and they would hire these people, and they would come out, and they look like, you know what they kind of look like? They look like those, no, not the Oompa Loompas. What's the, those yellow characters from,
Minions.
Minions. They look like minions. And they had like a mustache. Right?
They're called those funny little people.
That's what they're called?
Those Funny Little People Enterprises Incorporated.
Look at Joe. Joe is quick with the internet.
I think it was a guy in the suburbs who started the company.
I think that's right. Yeah, you could have him on the business lunch. What is he up to now? Steve Bertrand joins us right now. He's the host of the Wintrust Business Lunch Monday through Friday here on WGN from 12 to noon, as well as your daytime news anchor here at WGN Radio. He also has a little cottage business that all of a sudden is taken off because you're just so darn good at it, called Steve Bertrand Travel. And
thank you.
We're talking to you today about a new tour, a 9-day private group journey that's going to Wicklow, Cork, Killarney, Limerick, Dublin. I want to go. Tell us more.
So this is kind of a homecoming. We haven't been there in a couple of years. And honestly, there's a buddy of mine, Donnie Carroll, who's the guide we work with. And I don't know how much longer he's going to be doing it. So our regular trips this year sold out so fast. We're like, let's go back to Ireland. So we added a late trip. It's in September and it's 9 days. And I kind of cherry picked. We're staying in my favorite hotel in Dublin. We're going to do the Dingle Peninsula, which, you know, a lot of people go, they want to see the Ring of Kerry, which I get because everyone talks about it. But when you're down in Kerry, the Dingle Peninsula to me is so much more beautiful. So we'll spend a day out there, a couple of days in London. We'll stay in a manor house in Cork. People like to stay in castles and things like that. And this one's kind of a labor of love for me because I can't wait to get back and see Donnie. The people who travel with Donnie love him. And I'm just really excited about this one. We're squeezing one more in.
You even have, I'm noticing here on your note, a little boat excursion that's going to happen?
Yeah, we're going to go out to an island for a little time. We'll do the Jameson Distillery in Middleton, the Guinness Warehouse, the storehouse, which is a great spot where you learn about Guinness, but it's actually the highest point in Dublin. So you go up there, have a pint of Guinness, and take in the skyscape, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know I've mentioned this on the air before, and Mary Beth and I had a chance to lead a tour to Spain, and for some reason we've never been asked to do that again. But anyway, we had such a wonderful time, and one of the things, we had never been on a tour like that where we had guides to kind of really help you understand the area. Now, certainly people think about going on vacation and they're like, oh, I want to go, you know, whatever. If you want to go sit on a beach or whatever it might be, you know, that your expectation is there. But when you go to places like Europe and with such a rich history, I look back so fondly, Steve, on our trip to Spain, not only from the people that we met and the camaraderie and just the shared experience, but I learned so much about the country. I mean, I've spoken about this when we talked about Spain, as you know, the whole the influence in Spain between the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims, and how they lived in harmony for hundreds of years, you know, and until the Crusades. But I mean, just that whole history lesson was great. And going to Ireland, where there's such a rich history, and to your point about this particular guide that you really love, gosh, that makes such a world of difference to the people attending.
Yeah, that's a good point. So if you go on your own to a foreign country, you get a very different experience. You know, you're completely immersed. You've got to figure out how to find the grocery store or a hotel on your own, which is a great growth sort of experience. But the other side is, if you're on a guided tour, you learn so much that you wouldn't learn if you were doing it on your own, about the history of the country, just about the folklore, especially in Ireland with the fairies and all of that. So, yeah, that's a really good point. And the other thing that you touched on, which really is the biggest part of all of this, is you'll come back with new friends. I mean, you end up spending a week with people you hadn't met, and we just have so much fun on it. There's such a camaraderie that by the time it's all over, you know, it's a really cohesive group. It's just a fun time.
Yeah, there is something to be said about that. Just a group of people, you know, and for the most part here, you've got a group of, you know, Chicagoans or, you know, Americans really all traveling together, and there's this kind of almost this sense of team where you're all kind of looking out after each other, but it's also the kind of thing that I've noticed that everybody's very respectful of each other's privacy, and so there's this nice blend. Now, are you leading this particular tour?
I am.
Oh, well, then we're never gonna get that sold.
Oh, wait, there's a bonus. Emma's going with us too.
Oh, well, then sign up quick, because Emma's awesome, and your wife, and Steve's going too.
Emma's her little videographer, so she'll shoot some.
Oh, nice, that's awesome! Oh, that that's so fun for her to be able to go. That's great. Okay, so what are the details? Give us the dates and the particulars about the whole thing.
Okay, so we leave September 13th, and you mentioned Wicklow. Those are the Wicklow Mountains. Well, I've never been, so we'll take off from Dublin, spend a night in the Wicklow Mountains, and then head down to Killarney, Limerick, Dublin. It's like $36.99, so it's $3,700 a person, and that includes airfare, several dinners, and the price for admission to everywhere we go. People are surprised with the price sometimes that they think it doesn't include airfare, but it's pretty much all included. All you have to worry about are your lunches and a couple of dinners along the way. If you want more information, and we're about half filled. We haven't really started advertising on GN yet. I've mentioned it on the Biz Lunch a few times, but you know, we always get huge repeat customer bases. So
Right. We're
about halfway filled now. You can find more at SteveBertrandTravel.com or email me, Steve@SteveBertrandTravel, or just give me a call at 847-606-6065. Woke up this morning with a few more reservations in my email box, so we're well on our way.
One of the things that I was impressed on our trip, and I know I've spoken with John about this and other people that have gone on your trips, is that your partners in all this help you find such unique, wonderful hotels, very European, very, you know, all the, I'm looking at the list, they're all 4-star and 5-star hotels. So these are, you know, you're staying in a really nice place. You know, they typically, the European hotels usually have a little breakfast, right? That comes with that stay. I don't know if that's the case in Ireland, but it was,
there'll be lots of black pudding for breakfast.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is so fun, and it's such a neat experience because those hotels are just so quaint and so personal and, very homey feeling. So, September.
I'm glad you brought that up, Luke, because a lot of people who haven't been in a long time, they think of the European hotels as sort of a little rustic or not what you see in the U.S., but we're in very nice spots. In fact,
super modern, super modern, yeah.
We're staying at my favorite hotel in Dublin, the Davenport, which is right by Trinity College, you know, walking distance to Stephen's Green, and really centrally located.
I see here that in Limerick you're staying at the Red Roof Inn of Ireland. Is that true,
yes.
Red Roof Inn?
It is, and it's hard to get into.
That's the Thatch Roof Inn that you're staying at. Darn it, I missed it. Oh, it was a Thatch Roof Inn. That's right. All right, that's good. All right, so September 13th, you're leaving Chicago. It's only $36.99 per person. That is such a deal. Listen, you're like my sponsor, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. You're not charging enough, okay?
Well, I think we're charging a sweet spot. So
all right, I like that, too.
Good to go, and, yeah.
And then there is a supplement if there was if you want to go by yourself as well. But if you want all the information, contact Steve. Phone number is 847-606-6065. You know, the next time we do the next trip, Steve, that we do, one, when you do the next one and you call me, we're going to have, when I interview you to come on to promote this, we're going to create a Loupon.
Okay.
So the people that call, this is not for this trip in Ireland, but for whatever the next trip is, you're going to call Steve and you're gonna say, I want my Loupon. And the Loupon could be like, you know, it could be like, I'm going to get you a bottle of this, or I'm going to buy you, you know, some kind of little something that, you know, it's kind of, you know, mano a mano. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Sign up today and you get a shillelagh.
Perfect. 847-606-6065. Or just go email Steve at steve@stevebertrandtravel. Always nice to talk to you, my friend. Have a great Saturday.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon.
You got it. That's great. They're really a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. Lindsay, would you ever consider doing a Steve Bertrand trip? Like, you know, if we did, I bet we could do a trip and you and David could host a trip and I bet people would go.
I think so too. We are fun.
Right. I mean, I think we should work that out. Where would you want to go? Oh,
Denmark.
I mean,
Copenhagen.
Right? I'm throwing that out there. Look at how I'm helping you. And then I'll just go along as a guest.
Yeah, come along.
Like, I'll do, you know, like when we're walking with the guides and stuff, you'll be up front going hooga to everybody. And I'll just be like, come on, let's keep walking, people. We're walking. And I'm going to move them around. I'll be like the back end of the cattle herd.
Yes.
Right?
Perfect.
Perfect spot for me. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini will be right back.
You're listening to Lou. That's right, that fix-it guy. Right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Over the horizon, soon sailing. He's kind of see.
This rejoin reminds me of Domati Pongo. Because it's, right? Because I used to watch him in the camera and he liked, this is Leon Bridges. And he would kind of groove in there. You always like this song. Domati, kicking butt and taking names, hosting MTV News on Twitter. If you follow MTV News, you'll see Domati twice a day on Twitter. He's doing great. Very happy for him. Leo's in Naperville. Hey, Leo, you're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Lou, I've had been doing some research on mulch for the backyard, and I've heard some good things about mulch and bad things. And what are the benefits of having a service deliver the mulch in comparison to going to the store and buying like 50 bags of the colored mulch, red in particular?
Well, I think ultimately, if you have a I think that it's just a cost basis. If you know how much mulch you need, I think that ultimately it's cheaper to have it delivered in bulk. Now, this is from a guy that owns hardware stores who wants to sell the bags. But if all of a sudden you know you need 50 or 60 bags, I mean, the reality of it is they're going to come with a truck and they're going to dump it in your driveway and then you're going to scoop it up and you're going to, you know, make a million trips back and forth. So that's the least expensive way to probably get the material. Now, from a ease of use with the bags, you know, you can go pick them up yourself and then you can just carry them back all together and open them up and peel them up and go. So it's
the mulch that's delivered to you, does it last any longer than the ones that are manufactured from they say it's chopped up construction pallets?
Who says it's chopped up construction pallets?
The Scotch brand, they advertise that it's just chopped up, ground up, recycled wood, which they say could be construction pallets, it could be other material of wood. But my main question is that the mulch that's delivered to you, it seems that the mulch that you get in the bags, let's say from Scott's, it only lasts about one season, and then the color basically fades because it is dyed.
It's true. Well, so I mean, but if you're talking about, you said you were talking about a red, you were talking about a red, that is dyed no matter who you get it from. So even if you get it from the But you know, if it's a cedar, in other words, if you go to a a nursery and you get cedar mulch, right? That's going to be real cedar. That's, you know, made from ground up cedar trees and logs and twigs and whatever. And then that's going to be stained. Is it any better than the Scotts material? I don't know if it's any better. I just think from a cost perspective, it's the same. If you want color retention and you want something to last multiple years, then you should think about rubber mulch.
Okay.
The rubber mulch doesn't decay. It still holds the moisture. It doesn't attract bugs. The coloring on there, you just need to literally do a little raking and kind of cultivate it a little bit over time, and you'll be amazed at how the color comes back. Initially costs more, but it is a longer-term solution for you, and that's also recycled. Most of that comes from recycled tractor tires that they make the rubber mulch from. There's a great manufacturer called Rubberific, if you're doing research, to learn about them as well.
This is House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini.
He's a lean, mean, pneumatic machine.
All natural, safe, and effective.
Actually, we run him at 220, 221, too.
Did you see John Williams yet this morning? I popped in his office and said good morning to him during the break. Did you see him already?
Heck yeah.
Did you see him in his white pants?
No, I didn't notice that.
Really? Did you see it, Lindsay?
I didn't either.
Really? Are people not noticing things?
He moves pretty quickly.
He does, but you know, it's like I would never think to wear white pants. And you know what? Can I tell you something? He can pull it off. He really can. John, good job.
There's
good
really
job,
not John. A look he can't pull off.
You know what I think that he should do? I don't know if you've ever noticed that a lot of these daytime... hi, everybody. Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. This hour of our show is sponsored by Design First Builders, Dykstra Home Services, Ace Hardware, and Fox Home Center. You know how, Lindsay, these daytime shows, like I was at, you know that Kelly Ripa, that cute Kelly Ripa, who's like the size of my pinky? She's like a teeny tiny little woman. Even Kathy Lee Gifford, who is retiring from the Today Show. Every day before the show on Instagram, they post a picture of her in the dress that she's wearing. Now, my only thing that I can think of is that somebody's providing her dress. And they'll be like, she'll be standing there next to this guy, Jimmy, who's a cameraman. He always stands next to this guy, Jimmy. And it says, the dress is by Smithwick Designs or whatever it is, right? Do you have a dress line?
I do. I have a lot.
Okay. So John Williams, because he is kind of a stylish guy. He's got his... wears Waldo glasses now, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And he's wearing white pants. I can't believe no one saw. He's got like a black thing. Am I the only observant one here?
Like I said,
can I tell you about modern plumbing and how that is something that is really spectacular to me?
So close to getting away from it.
Man. Okay. Anyway, John, on Saturdays, he could do a whole thing and walk in with it and do a picture. He wants to grow his...
Hashtag OOTD. Outfit of
the day.
The day.
Right. Okay. Yes. Is that a real thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm throwing that out there to John just to help him be more successful. Outfit of the day. Whatever it is. And then some days he could be in a butler bulldog sweatshirt, right?
Totally.
It could be a fun thing.
I'm picturing an icon of...
Look at this outfit. There look at is. Look at him.
Turtleneck.
A black turtleneck. Yeah, well, they're not white. Oh. They're kind of like a...
taupe.
They're like,
like
taupe.
A taupe.
Taupe is very soothing.
Like
what is that?
Beige.
Right?
Off-white. Sort of like an off-white.
Off-white.
Building.
But I mean, look
they're
at
they're not white. They're
I mean,
off-white.
He's a handsome. He's a handsome. Egg. He's a handsome man. He's trim. He's fit. What are you? You're 59 years old.
I don't know what you want, Lou. What is this all about?
No, nothing. I don't want anything. I'm just...
By the way, could I borrow $100?
Sure, I can get... No. You need $100?
No, that's your line. I don't know what you're doing here.
Here, Lindsay's going to take the picture of you right now. Outfit of the day. You got to stand up. You got to stand up. Take the headphones off.
See, we need somebody to create one of those icons.
Wait. Hold on. He's got a little hair here.
Yeah, like Harry Carey, how you see the silhouette with the little face. We get the Where's Waldo
he's
glasses.
He's just a good-looking fella, right? Yeah. Go ahead. Now send that to him to put on his Instagram page.
What?
You need one of me? Well, I have mine. I don't have it. Hold on. Keep talking,
Joe.
Like,
are these before and after pictures with the outfit?
This is just so interesting because in the camera, the sunlight coming through the window, there's like a big sheen behind both of them. It's very angelic.
Right. Follows Lou wherever he goes.
Right.
Yeah, the guy playing the harp in the corner is a little much.
Right. Yeah. Right. I had to tell him to quiet down. Try. Anyway, you look great.
Nice to see you, Mr.
What's Fitzy. Coming up on your show today?
We'll do the Mincing Rascals podcast broadcast. You'll hear the gang rap a little bit about the mayoral election and things like that.
I want you to be present for this because I know you were gone last weekend, but I promoted your podcast last week.
Oh, thank you.
And one of the I'm a regular listener of
you
this.
Are.
And one of the things that here's the thing. And, you know, I mentioned this earlier at the top of my show. My wife is like really wants me to do a podcast. I'm like,
I heard
the bar is pretty high because I listen to the Mincing Rascals, which is very good. Here's the thing that makes the Mincing Rascals special, in my opinion. It's the relationship that all of you have together. And that is what comes through in the conversation. So, in other words, you all have a mutual respect for each other. You all like each other. I mean, it's obviously, it's a lot like Kathy Lee and Hoda. No, it's true.
You would know. You work with them.
You can't make that relationship up. You can't just put people together. Your colleague on the podcast, Scott Stantis, who is a little bit more conservative.
We like that.
Kristen McQuarrie, who has not been on for a while, but even her, she was a little more conservative.
Quite.
But everybody has these discussions without yelling at each other.
No.
I mean, maybe you'll have a discussion that can get a little,
I told Bertrand
elevated.
Saturday, I said, you are so exasperating today. And Stantis in the background goes, today. But there was, the point being that even though Steve and I row in the same direction a lot of times, we get agitated at each other's different views on things.
Correct.
But it never sort of, you know, devolves to screaming at each other or name calling.
No.
So there's that. We'll broadcast a little bit of that. Thank you for that. That's called The Mincing Rascals. A bite from my last Thomas Jefferson show when he and I were on stage. It's always fun and funny to hear that. And quirks that your pets display. I have a dog that won't walk in a northerly direction.
Really?
Yeah. Daisy, the Dizzy Dapple Dachshund, will only go southbound.
Literally.
We have to pick her up and point her. She'll stop walking if we go north. I don't know if her gyroscope is messed up.
Wow.
Or what that is.
It's a good thing you live on an east-west street.
Well, so we go over to the lake, and we like to walk up and down the lake, which is north and south. And we have to carry her halfway out, and then we put her down. It's like a wind-up toy.
Oh, right.
And then she'll go back the other direction.
But I'm like the car that you peel back.
Yes. And I don't know what that is, but it dawned on me that my dog probably isn't the only one that has some sort of odd, eccentric behavior.
That's funny.
No, but
that'll be good radio.
I hope so. We'll just get started a little after 10.
All right.
Thank you, Mr.
Nice to see you. Looking good. What is it? O-O-what?
O-O-T-D.
O-O-T-D. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Eddie, I'm sorry you had to listen to all that. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello there. Edie. Hello. I'm sorry. It's Edie. Hi, Edie. You're on WGN.
Hi. That's right, and I have a problem with moss on my patio. Some people think it's charming, but I'm past that.
All right.
I get rid of it, and I have pets, and I have a lot of wildlife, and I don't want them to get hurt.
Can we leave them? Can we treat this? How big is the patio?
Oh, it's a big... I couldn't tell you offhand, but it's a big
Okay, is it empty of furniture right now?
There's furniture on it right now, yeah, but I can't take that off.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Can you keep the dogs or the pets off there for at least like 2-3 hours?
Yes.
All right. I want you to go to the Glenview Ace that's by you. They're nice people over there.
I live there practically, yes.
All right, go see them and buy a bottle of Wet and Forget.
Oh, really?
That goes on the end of a garden hose.
Yeah.
You're going to first spray the grass around the patio and any of the bushes or anything you have and get it wet with water. Today would be the perfect day to do this, Edie.
But my water isn't turned on yet.
All right. Well, then it's not the perfect day to do that. But once the water no. gets turned on, then you're going to clear it all out. You're going to get everything wet around the perimeter. Then you're going to take this wet and forget on the end of the hose, and you're going to spray the whole patio.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to stay off the patio for at least probably 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then in about 30 days after you do that, all that moss is going to be gone.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like a fur coat for the bricks right now.
It's going to work.
Huh, perfect.
All right.
Thank you, Lou.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back. Thank you. Let's go to the phone lines right now. This is Paul in St. Charles. Paul, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Question is a kitchen floor. My wife wants a hardwood floor. We have now a house that has a three-quarter inch subfloor dug fir. It's in perfect condition. It has two layers of linoleum on top of that, but it was Armstrong solarium.
Okay.
Do we just tear off that old stuff, or do we have to worry about lead or asbestos, or what's the deal with the old?
With the linoleum floor, you know, the chances of it having asbestos are, I mean, it's always a possibility, but the only way to know is to test it. Do we know the age of those floors?
Yeah, the first one was put down in 1968.
All right.
And the second one was laid on top of it about 10 years later.
Okay.
So nothing wrong with the first one. The styles changed.
Right.
It's in perfect shape now.
Yeah, I mean, are there issues that there could be asbestos in that? Pre-1978, absolutely. The only way you're going to know, though, the age itself, Paul, doesn't, you know, the age itself isn't the whole story. So if you took a chunk of it, here's what I would do. Go to the hardware store. There's a asbestos test kit you can buy for $10.
Okay.
Go to a corner of the floor and break out two pieces of the top floor and the bottom floor. Little pieces, the size of a silver dollar. That's all you need.
Sure.
Put it in an envelope, send them $30, and in 2 weeks they'll give you the results. If they come back that it's no asbestos, then when you talk to your hardwood flooring contractor that's going to come out and do the work, they can rip up that old linoleum, which would be my recommendation, get down to the three-quarter inch subfloor, put down the proper vapor barrier, and put down a real hardwood floor that you can, you know, three-quarter inch and sand it and finish it. That'll add the most value to your home, but more importantly, it'll give Mrs. Paul exactly what she wants.
Well, that sounds great.
Right?
Appreciate it. Enjoy your show.
Thank you very much, Paul. It's nice of you to say, and thanks so much for calling. 312-981-7200. This is Wayne and Homer Glenn. Hey, Wayne, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. Lou Manfredini, the star of stage screen and WGN.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll do the best I can. How can I help you, sir?
You're a great American.
thank you.
I've got a deck, and when it was built, the floor was put together a little too close. So now I've got water that pools, you know, when there's a hard rain.
Okay.
And my wife and I were wondering what we should do about that. It doesn't pool in the whole area, just in certain areas.
And this is this a wood, like a round edge decking?
Yes, it's wood. It's cedar.
It's cedar. Okay. And in those spots, literally, it's just really tight.
That's correct.
Okay. And are there, when you're... like in that area where, you know, it pools a little bit, if you come a few feet in the same direction as the decking, well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to buy what's called a multi-tool. And a multi-tool is a vibrating cutter slash sander that has a blade on it that you can buy that's going to cut wood. And with cedar, this is going to be really easy. You have super control over this. It's a similar tool, Wayne, that back in the day that they used to cut they cut the cast off of your arm. And it would cut the cast off, but it wouldn't cut your skin.
Huh. Okay.
Craftsman makes one. DeWalt makes one. Dremel makes one. It's about $100. Buy a couple of these wood bits. Go right.
Can you get it at Ace?
You can get it at Ace. They'll sell the Craftsman probably in the Dremel. Multi-tool, it's called. Get the one that's corded, not the cordless. You're going to go right in the groove where the two meet, the two boards meet, and you're literally right. going to cut a groove that's going to be about a little bit more than a 16th of an inch, maybe like an eighth of an inch, and you're going to create a new groove in between there by removing some of that material. And you can shape it a little bit so it's not so... you have really good control with this tool, and if you take it nice and easy and you're really careful about it, you'll be able to cut these nice strips through there to allow the water to come through and eliminate that problem once and for all.
It's the weekend. Time to get to work on those projects around your home. But don't work too hard.
Everybody is in too big of a rush. Lay back, take a sip of tea, mow a little grass, and then if you get tired, take you a nap.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Ron is in St. Charles. Hey, Ron, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My question, I'm getting a lot of green oxidation on my copper tubing in the basement. Just wondering if that should be a concern.
No. I mean, that patina is not a big deal. If you want to wipe it down, you can. You could just take a microfiber towel and... oh, gosh, there's a myriad of things you could use.
I don't care what it looks like. I'm concerned that it might leak. You know?
No, that patina is just the change in the oxidation of the thing. It isn't. How old is the house? How old is the piping?
50 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's just what copper does. The joints in between there shouldn't be a problem whatsoever. I mean, if you want to wipe it down, it's not the end of the world. And you could just take a simple cleaner like a crud cutter or anything and spray it on a rag, get the rag damp, and then just wipe it down. That'll help to neutralize a little bit of the oxidation and slow that down a little bit, but I wouldn't worry about it leaking.
Especially against the cement wall, the basement wall, it seems to be the worst.
Maybe right, so that, you know, that's where you're getting a lot of that moisture and a little bit of the saltpeter that may come through the concrete or the masonry if that's there, and that can react with the metal, and that's where wiping it down a little bit, even brushing it off, can be beneficial. But it's not. If it's going to leak, it's not going to be due to that because that's on the surface. It's a lot like, you know, if you think about it, you know, on the inside of that pipe, it's wet, and so it's under pressure with water all the time. If I take a piece of steel and I throw it in the ocean, you know, as long as it stays underwater like a ship, it's the air that breaks it apart, right? The minute I take it to the surface, that's where it gets there. So that inside, where the ceiling and all the things there. That's in good shape and lasts. It's not that it lasts forever, but just wipe it down. I think you'll be fine.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Lou.
Have a good day, Ron. I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's talk with Sue, who's in Addison. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. I want to put a metal roof on my house, but I don't know who to call.
All right. What's the reason you want that metal roof? Just from an aesthetic standpoint?
Well, I thought it said it's a better roof than the shingles.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold and to answer your question just because we're getting a little echo on your line. So keep listening. It is a metal roof is a, you know, you would qualify it as a 100-year roof. When it's put down, if we're talking about a standing seam roof, you're talking about a roof that can last a really, really long time. Now, the cost starts, typically, when you're talking about a metal roof, at about $750 a square, meaning a 10-foot by 10-foot area to install it. If you did a regular shingle roof, like a nice architectural shingle that starts with a warranty of about 35 years, you're talking about $400 a square installed. So it's about double to put that on there. It does change the look dramatically of your home to the positive in my respect. And I think that it's a really, really nice product. We have two sponsors here that could give you quotes on a metal roof. It'd be either Lindholm Roofing or Rogers Roofing. Both of those folks can do that roof. There's also a source. There's an association called the National Roofing Contractors Association that you can go to type in other roofing contractors that specifically will call out metal roof, and that's the NRCA. N is in Nancy, R is in Robert, C is in cat, A is in apple, NRCA.net. And you type in your zip code, and then you can get a list of roofing contractors in your area. With a metal roof, you want people that have experience with it. I want the old roof to come off. I don't want that to go over the top of anything. That way they can do all the proper flashing. The roof's nice and flat. And if you want to go this route, just know it's going to be expensive. It's going to last a really long time, but it is at a cost, and you have to kind of do the cost analysis of what your overall goal is with the home, how much money you want to spend on that roof, and how long you're going to be in that house. I mean, if you're only going to be there another 5 years, you're not going to get that money out of it as far as an investment goes. It's probably at least a 10-year proposition for you to realize some value return on that. Sue, thanks so much for the phone call. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back. Let's go back to the phone lines this morning. Craig is in Palatine. Craig, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Our shower is haunted.
Mm.
So at 3:54 a.m. this morning, and this happens almost every other evening around that time, the shower will start up on its own for about 2 to 3 seconds, and I can hear it. It's off our master bedroom, and will run and drip and then shut itself off. Now, I changed the cartridge in the valve probably 8-9 years ago, and a few years before that we put the handheld, you know, shower device sprayer nozzle on it. It's got to be one of those two things, right? Otherwise, what else would it be?
When you say that the shower turns on, do you mean that it starts to drip, or there's actually water coming out of the shower head?
Water coming out of the shower head.
What kind of force?
Not full force, you know, a gentle force. Of course, I'm not in there at the time this goes on, but I could hear it.
So you hear it. It's like the shower is running, and then when you come back in the room, the shower stops running?
Yes, and it only runs for, again, a couple of seconds.
Well, that sounds weird.
It is. It is very odd. I've never had a house.
Okay, now, I'm sorry, I got a little echo on this line when I'm talking to you. Is it a single valve, or is it a two-handle valve? What is it?
Single valve. Pull out.
So you pull it out, and then you adjust it hot or cold.
You turn it right or left for hot or cold.
But right now, as we're talking, it's off.
Correct.
Does it happen different times during the day?
I haven't noticed it at all during the day. It's only late at night, early morning. This morning, 3:54 a.m., and it wakes me up typically.
Wow.
Yeah, it's odd.
Okay. All right, I want you... That's weird. Like, I'm not a ghost guy, but it sounds like that. There's no reason why that should be happening. So here's... We're going to do a little test to see if you have somebody living in your home that shouldn't be living. You know how you can buy an adjustable shower rod that can go across the shower, and you can adjust it so it's spring-loaded?
Yes.
All right. I want you to buy one of those, and I want you to put it against the back wall, and I want you to put it against that pull-out spray, not super tight, but just tight enough to hold it in place.
Okay. Okay.
And if that falls down at 3:40 in the morning, I would sell. Don't tell anybody you called me, and I would sell.
Will do.
All right. And then call me back next week.
Will do.
Thank you. That's weird, right?
That is, I mean.
That's a little weird.
Yikes.
That's not a, that if it's only happening in the middle of the night, that makes no sense whatsoever. Someone's turning it on. Unless, what I should have asked is, like, does he have a prankster in the house? But if we try this little shower thing and all of a sudden the ghost comes in there and turns it on. That's weird. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening. Boy band. We were talking about boy bands driving in this morning. Thanks, Lindsay, for producing. Joe on sports, Don on news, and Bob Ferguson for always being here on Saturday mornings. We so enjoy working with all of you, and most of the thanks goes to you listeners for listening to our show. This is Kyle in Crystal Lake. Kyle, good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. I have a fireplace issue. I bought this house about 2 years ago. I wanted to get the fireplace swept, so I had a guy come out, and he said that the fireplace is not up to code. So he says it has a slammer. So from that slammer, there's only about an 8-inch stainless steel pipe coming up, and then there's nothing else within the fireplace. So ideally what I'd like to do is take the slammer out and open up that fireplace for wood burning, but I don't know what to do in regards to lining the fireplace. And then I'd have to add a damper because the damper's on the slammer.
Right, up at the top.
Correct.
Yeah. So you may, you know, we have a sponsor here that's been around since the 60s, Lindemann Chimney Company. Is that, okay. Were you talking to those guys at all, or?
No, this was just a guy I found on the internet.
Okay. I want you to go to cleanfireplace.com. They're kind of the authority when it comes to fireplaces, and they can come and assess and tell you exactly what to do on that chimney. The liner will either be a combination of either a stainless liner, or they can actually do a spray-in liner. It all depends on the capacity and the size of the firebox. So there's some measurements that need to go in. It isn't just like, oh, yeah, we'll do this. It'll be fine. These guys have been around a long time and know how to do things the right way. Cleanfireplace.com is the website. Kyle, thanks so much for calling. Hey, I want to remind you, if you come on out and join me at Fox Home Center in Alsip, I'll be there broadcasting live next week, Saturday, April 13th from 7 to 10 a.m. You'll enjoy breakfast, refreshments. There's even a tiki bar serving mimosas. Chance to win prizes, and the first 300 attendees will walk away with a goodie bag from Fox Home Center and their partners. Fox Home Center is located at 1150 South Cicero in Alsip, with plenty of free parking. Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com for details. Sponsored in part by Everlife Luxury Vinyl Plank Flooring from MSI, Shiloh Cabinetry, and Trex Decking. We'll see you at Fox Home Center next Saturday, April 13th. John Williams has stepped into the studio this morning.
Hi, Lou Manfredini.
How you doing?
By the way, your idea of doing a, was it a podcast? No, a remote from the dugout.
Okay, who did I just meet in your office when I came over there?
Zaz, the producer of White Sox Baseball.
Whom I've never met before.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously knows his stuff. And I said, hey, I want to do my radio show from Sox Park.
I do, too.
And you're available to do it, too. So we could do a whole thing.
Right. I think we should do a tailgate. You know, we should tailgate with the listeners before the game. But that wouldn't be good enough for you. No, Lou wants to be in the park on the roof of the dugout before the game.
Well, yeah.
Doing the shows.
Well, I mean, John, we want to, I mean, it's not that people won't come and tailgate with us, but wouldn't it be cool to say, hey, I know Tom Skilling does like a weather thing there where he stands on that and people are in the stands talking to him. I want to have the table and the thing set up on top of the Sox dugout. People sit in the stands looking at us, looking at the park while they're getting ready.
That's a great idea.
That's
a great idea, Lou, but baby steps. Let's just see if we can get in the parking lot
okay.
and get listeners.
I'm in. I am in. And then
we could be grilling and having beer and brats.
We could here's the thing. If the sales staff is listening, we could have by-the-yard furniture set up so people could see it.
It's a fine product. It's a fine product.
Right. We're out there. And then we've got a nice Chevy vehicle there from Chevrolet there. People can check out a new Chevy Silverado or the all-new Chevy Blazer right there in the parking lot, right?
Beer,
the car.
Beer and brats.
Right. Then we get some Johnsonville brats, and we get Weber Grills to give us some grills. I'm leaving.
That's Lou Manfredini. He's your Mr. Fix-It.